Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business. And as you know, this podcast is being structured with the four pillars. God is at the core, marriage and business, and then you as the container. And today, our topic is happiness. And we're talking specifically about happiness and business and how you can bring happiness into your business and how you can thrive while still being happy and not having to be all burnt out and blah. So today with me is Gila Slonim, and she's going to introduce herself and tell you what it's all about and how you can be happy.
If I had only answers to happiness, I would be.
Wow.
I'm here today talking about happiness when there are so many topics you could talk about, because I feel intrinsically from within me that one of the things that I'm here on this world is to help people find happiness. Actually, my name is Gila, and the meaning of Gila is happiness, joy. How do I bring joy to people? Okay, I work with Avnei HaChoshen and crystals. Avnei HaChoshen are the 12 stones that the high priest wore on his breastplate in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple. Okay, it was part of his specific clothing. And on this, there were 12 special Choshen stones. And each stone represented one of the 12 tribes. And the 12 tribes is essentially the Jewish nation. It represented everybody, and he had them on his chest. All the crystals that we have today are actually derivatives of those stones. And what a lot of people don't know is that these crystals have so much power, and they can bring us happiness, and they can do so many things for us. And that is what I do. Using crystal, I try to reach the root. I understand from what the crystals actually tell me, I'm able to reach the root of an issue and understand it and then heal it from a very basic, deep level. And I am also able to see a holistic view of a person, which is incredible. So I could see, not because I can see, because the crystals tell me, okay, about if somebody's gone through something in childhood, if somebody during their childhood, it was so important for them to please people or whatever it may have been. And we understand that, and then we can try and work with it. And once you understand, you can try and work and can try and help people further. So that's a long explanation of who I am and what I do.
I love it. Okay. So can you explain a little bit more about what that means, that the crystals or the stones have power? Because, you know, there is only one power, God. And so how does that make sense? And how do you explain that and really bring it to the layman of us who don't really connect the dots?
Okay, sure. So first of all, agreed, power is God. But God has given power to many things in this world, and among them is crystals. So we have one of the commentators, Rabbeinu Bachaya. He was a Spanish commentator. He lived in about the 10th century, 10th, 11th century. And he says, when we go through the Bible, through the Torah, and we discuss in the choshen, the breastplate worn by the high priest, when we discuss that, when it's mentioned in the Torah very specifically, and he comes and he comments there, and he says that there is no stone from among the precious stones that will not bring down power from above. So this isn't what I say. It is what the biblical commentators are telling us, and not just him. There are others. The Ibn Ezra talks about it. Different commentators talk about the power of the crystals. Okay, Hashem, God has given power to so many things in this world. So plants have power. Everything does. And here we have something very, very special. Okay. And in one of the rebbes, one of the Chabad rebbes actually spoke about this. And he said that the stars in the sky have so much energy and power. However, we can't touch them. We can't get to them. We can't harness this power. But crystals or stones, the word's interchangeable, crystals or stones have that same power, and that's something that we can use. So it's, you know, very very clear that God has given in so many ways power to so many things, and that's their crystals is just one of them.
I love that. I love that. It's such a good explanation. So how does someone work with you? How do you bring happiness to a person, and specifically through business, through the stones?
So first, I just want to tell you a little bit. I want to go backwards a step, because one of your pillars is marriage, okay? One of the things that you talk about is marriage. And I thought to myself, you know, I didn't even realize how lucky I am to have a husband that who is so supportive of what I do. I took it for granted. I worked for many years. I was employed the first of every month. I got my wages, and it was such security. And at one level, this was a security that choked me. Because of the security, you're not going to get up and leave. Until a lot of encouragement from him. It was like, Gilly, you're so passionate about this. I haven't seen you so passionate about anything like this. I think you need to be doing this. And so he was very supportive in letting go of that one monthly wage. I mean, you know, it's an amazing thing to know that on the first of the month, you get something serious into your bank account. And he was really supportive. And the day after I stopped working, he took me out for breakfast to celebrate. And his support is with me all the time. And I think that that is a very big thing. Okay. And I think it's important. And I think until I listened and was in touch with you, I just took it for granted. You know, that's what it's like. But without the support of my husband and him seeing the difference, because where I was like a bird in a cage, I think. And suddenly I've been let out to fly so I can spread my wings and I can go. And so he's got a different woman. And that's with his encouragement.
That's amazing. I love that. You know, sometimes the work I do is just helping people see how good their life is. And that's exactly what I'm here for. So that's amazing. Thank you for that feedback. I love that.
Yes. How do I bring happiness? How does crystals bring happiness? Okay. So first of all, if somebody comes to me, they're going to choose crystals. I prepare this plate and I think you're going to be able to see the crystals, even if I like have a look at those gorgeous, gorgeous crystals there. Okay. Yeah. It's fun, hey? It's fun, by the way. It's fun. So that brings a smile to people's faces straight away. We're having fun here. It's not like, you know, you go to therapy, it's heavy. Here you come to see Gila and you get to choose lots of colored crystals and stones and whatever else it is. It's a lot of fun. I met with someone yesterday and she's like, oh, Gila, this is so lovely. And I just throw in that I'm a social worker by profession. So I do help people along the way, counseling. It's not just pure crystals. I understand more than that. So
you have that in your nature. And by the way, talking about fun, we were in a networking event recently and Gila brought her crystals and she put them on the table right in front of me. And the whole time I'm looking to see which one would I pick if I were to pick one. And I couldn't pick one. I had to pick a few and I made it like a trio, you know, like the purple and the light blue. And then I picked a really dark green and I ended up switching to a white, you know, crystally one because I really needed that, you know, freshness. But it was just so much fun. And while everybody is introducing themselves and the food is on the table and everything, there's also crystals to just play around with and sort of interact with. So I definitely get the fun aspect of this. This was definitely
and you know, just from choice of crystals, can I share what I understood from those crystals? Like I understood it was like it talked Rebbetzin, Butchin, Grossman. It just said that because it had the spirituality of being a Rebbetzin there, okay? And it had the hecticness, the busyness of your life, and the fact that your head is just going all the time and you're thinking about so many different things. And it also had the element there of your ability to speak and express yourself so well. And here we are on this podcast. And as well as that ability to keep on going, to turn the page and just keep on going. Whatever's coming, I can turn the page and I'm able to move on. So it's really cool. That's the issue with the crystals. People choose what they're attracted to. And through their choices of crystals, I understand what's going on. So, for example, I met this woman, this last week. Difficult, difficult life she has. You know, she and her husband, for whatever reason, he has to live overseas a lot of the time. So she's alone. She's very lonely. She had a very difficult childhood, which I understood through the crystals that she'd chosen. Very, very difficult mother who was suicidal. So she was brought up in a miserable household. And I said to her, through your choices for crystals, I understand that you're inherently happy. And I don't say that to everybody. I had no idea about her history. I had no idea about anything, okay? And she said, are you serious? You really mean that? I said, listen, it's not me. It's the crystals. And it's like, wow, that is such a gift to give to me. To say something like that to me is truly a gift, because she feels so miserable and so down. She can't even get to the depth of understanding that she is an inherently happy person. At the moment, we see she's not happy. I can see that for sure. I can see she's down, et cetera, et cetera. But just the gift of telling somebody that she's got somewhere to hang her hat and something to strive at. It's not like, this isn't me. I'm a miserable person. I've had so much difficulty in my life and I'm so lonely and isolated. She could move out of there and say, I have got somewhere to go. So just that's a verbal gift without actually using the crystals, okay? And then when somebody uses the crystals actually have frequencies. And we as people have frequencies as well. I know many of us grew up with the concept of crystals, stones, rocks, whatever. They're inanimate objects. Despite that, they may be inanimate, but they have power. They have frequencies. They're a hub of energy, actually. And they're going to impart that energy to us. So when this rock happens to be on my desk right there. When I pick up this crystal, I feel its energy. I feel it. I don't feel anything. Some people feel stuff pulsating through their veins. I do not, okay? There are some people that are really energetic, et cetera. I'm just such a regular gal, I can't tell you. I don't have any extra intuition or any extra this. But I'm going to tell you that reason why am I carrying it, because I have pain in my hand. I have issues with my hand after I broke it and healing and swelling and blah, blah, blah. And this just makes it feel good. So I was actually teaching somebody yesterday how to do something with the crystals, pulled this out. I said, oh my gosh, I want that crystal. I said, okay, if you want it, you need it. And I put it in my hand and I'm holding it. And it's like, wow, this just makes a difference, really makes a difference. So then we use the crystals in different ways. So we can wear them on our body, okay, stick them in your pocket, in different places, whatever it is, tape them. And then we can also place certain crystals in a glass of water. You place them in a glass of water, the frequencies of the crystals transfer to the water and you drink the water. And now I guess people are saying, this woman is totally kooky. Off the wall.
That's it. You crossed the line, lady.
So I wanted to tell you that if I didn't see the results, I would say I'm kooky and it doesn't work. But when children can come to me, okay, and I see what's going on with them and they have a blast, right? Imagine putting them, it's like being in a candy shop, but there's no dental fees afterwards, okay? There are maybe crystal fees, but nothing, you know, it only does good. So this little girl came to me, she chose a bunch of crystals and I could see this kid was like such a child with potential and intelligence and all the many gifts. However, she was miserable and she wasn't sociable in school and just not fitting in, not happy, etc. So for a nine-year-old child, what do? You give her crystals in water, whatever the ones I can. And I told the mum she should drink this water every morning and let's see what happens. The mum wrote back to me and she said, Gila, unbelievable. The teacher, who had, of course, no idea what was going on, sent her a message and told her, your daughter has really changed so much. She's so much happier. She's so much more sociable, blah, blah, blah. And the teacher sent her about four messages like this, not understanding what had caused this transformation. So they work. They work. They really do. They are, I call them, Trufot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medications of God. And I really do feel that this is another medication of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing because we're so steeped in the illusion of this world. of things being things and of our limitations being real and all of the different physical things that are pulling us down, it is so jarring to be reminded that this world is actually all an illusion. And it's all about God and the oneness, and that everything has God in it and godliness in it, and that we can lean on those basics that don't feel like basics because they're not visible to us. But when you think about it, you're like, wow, you know? And of course it all works together. The girl comes and she chooses and she gets attention and she finds her own happiness throughout the process. And so she is free to now go and be herself. You know, was it the water? Was it the crystals? Was it the experience? Was it this, that, the other? But just the fact that somebody can free themselves from their own limitations by knowing that they're okay. Everything's okay. It's just so beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I have people coming in with their kids often, just popping in saying, you know, let's give him a couple of stones today. And they come and they take a few stones and they walk out smiling and grinning and whatever. It's like, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, we went into someone's, a rabbi's house, and he had a bowl of stones on his desk. And it was phenomenal. It was so fun. Now, because I know you for many years and I've been in person in some of your workshops, I knew like this makes total sense. This made total sense to me that this big, big Kabbalist rabbi had stones on his desk. It made sense. My husband, he's very, very square and straight and very practical. He starts to pick up the stones and he's like, what are these for? And what's going on? And he start like a little kid because it's just so confusing. Like, why do you have stones in a bowl on your desk, right? And it was just really beautiful to see, yeah, it's okay. Everybody has their way of interacting with the stones. Everybody has a different stone that sort of feels more attractive to them than others. And like you said, that frequency and that energy and just being able to be in that flow. And I think when you're talking about marriage, I think for me to just be okay with my husband having this experience and not trying to, like, you know, don't embarrass me, you know, elbowing your husband, being like, shh, we didn't come here to ask about the stones. We came here to ask about something else. Right. But I really was so calm about it and so in flow because every person has their own experience and their own speed and their own understanding. And their own space. And I'm so happy to just let him have this discovering experience, touching. If the rabbi would have said, don't touch, fine. He wouldn't have touched, but he was, you know, he was chill. He was very, it's so fun. Sometimes we think of like Kabbalist rabbis or like big rabbis as, you know, very distant or whatever, but like every single time I've ever been at a big rabbi's home or office, it's always been the most warm and loving and welcoming experience. And I think that's just a total tangent, but it makes you rethink all the stories you have in your head of everything. So yeah, total tangent. Let's get back into it.
I just have to tell you on that tangent, I was recently in the States and through the woman I was staying with, she said, you've got to meet my Rebbetzin. You've got to meet my Rebbetzin. So she pulled her up on her iPad, on the WhatsApp or on the whatever it was. And we have this conversation because this Rebbetzin, who's from Borough Park, okay, works with Chris, and so does her husband, the rabbi. Now, this is a Rebbetzin who's a Hasidische Rebbetzin, who Rabbanut. This has been in her family for years, and her grandfather was in Tzfat, and people used to come to him, and he was the Rebbe of Tzfat. All sorts of things. It was like fascinating. And it's like, oh my gosh, I need to get to know you better because she's working with crystals. And in the end, she's actually starting taking my course now. She's part of my course. It's like, wow, Asiyofi. It's like, and I feel so excited to have this Rebbetzin with me because it also gives me, because as you said, crystals, Judaism, what's going on here? And so here I feel like I've got a stamp of kashrut, you know, that it's okay. It's Jewish. It really is.
So of course, you know, one of the things that is really fascinating, I have a friend who feels stones. She puts her hand, she can really concentrate and feel things. And we went up together to the Temple Mount and she put her hand on some of the stones and she's just touching the stones. And you see on her face, she's experiencing a different experience than any of us.
Wow.
Because she feels certain things and it's just really fun. She doesn't talk about it. She doesn't tell people about it. Like she's very private because she doesn't want to be seen as, you know, weird or different or, you know, scary, whatever. But her inner world, her inner experience is just so rich because she's able to experience things that other people don't. And I just found it extremely interesting. On Temple Mount, there are stones there that are thousands and thousands of years old. We're on the holiest place in the world. Of course, we're only walking in the perimeters and we went to mikveh beforehand to the ritual bath. We're prepared, we're ready, we do it right. And within that experience to have the next level experience of bringing someone who is feeling things that you weren't aware of. It just brings awareness to you. It's just phenomenal. It is very cool.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Wow. I could like almost feel the experience. It's like, wow, it makes me feel warm inside, I have to tell you.
Yes, I love the people who hang around me. I love the people I attract. I have masterminds of groups of women and every single one is just like God picks them and puts them in my life. It is so fun. And she was one of them. So I'm very blessed.
Because you have this warmth and radiance, you know, and you attract people. It's beautiful. It's a gift.
Ah, thank God. Thank God. I think it's mutual, you know. I try my best to be, you know, the best version of myself. And then I attract people who are on that frequency. And again, like we're talking about frequencies, we're talking about energies. It's very, you know, very fuzzy, very up there. We're not really sure what we're saying when we say things like this. But when you're living it, it's extremely obvious. You know, it's just like it's almost, you can't even ignore it.
You know, you could understand it sometimes from the opposite side. I'll tell you what I mean. One time I went into a meeting. I'm very communally involved in different things. And I went into a meeting and there was actually, I was the only woman on this particular group committee, on this particular committee. And I came in there and it's like, oh my gosh, the tension in that room, you could just feel it. And that is an energy. So when people say, I felt the tension in the room, things like that, you could cut it with a knife. Literally, yeah, that's an energy. It's less good energy. So we're more in tune with that. And we allow ourselves to be more in tune with that than the positive vibe that you're talking about. But sometimes you go into a place like that meeting where we were at last week, okay, where we met. There was a great energy there. It was such an uplifting, wonderful energy there because, as you know, people, she attracted certain people. Everybody came with their positive energy and it made it so wonderful. So there is so much to be said about that.
Oh, yes. And that's also why I miss in-person things so much because the energy is like, you know, it vibrates when you're with someone in person. And the truth is that you can create that on Zoom. I have done it in my masterminds. It has been crazy how you can feel each other through Zoom, and especially in a group setting or one-on-one even. I just had a session just an hour ago with a woman who we did a meditation. And she says, what do you mean you're just going to do a meditation just like that off the cuff? And I was like, yes, that's how I do my meditations. I just receive and I give you a gift. Whatever I'm told to say, I say. I had no idea what we're doing. I went in there thinking, okay, we're starting with breaths because that's just what she needs right now is to take a breath. And we ended up transforming the most wow And at the end of it, she just came out and she's just like looking into the camera and I'm looking into the camera, just looking at each other. And we couldn't talk because there was this like vibration and it was so powerful. She said, I feel so good. I don't know how to explain it. You blew my mind. I didn't expect it. I thought you were going to have me negotiate with my old self and blah, blah, blah. And again, I didn't do any of that. And you just completely turned the whole thing around. She was blown away and it just felt so good. And the truth is, that was the exact experience I could expect if it was in person. So I definitely think it's doable. I've seen it be doable on Zoom, but there's just something, especially in like a networking event like we were in a couple of weeks ago. Oh, that was so much fun.
It was fun, but I have to say, I think that the Zoom has opened up an incredible gift. Or you know, like some of the gifts of Corona is the fact that we're doing this today. I don't think I would have done it. I would have said no. In fact, when Corona first hit, it was like, people come to choose crystals. I've got to close my business for now. And then I said, everybody's doing Zoom. Let me try. What have I got to lose? So I gathered my family from all different parts of the world together on Zoom. And I ran a Zoom. I said, I meet people. I run workshops. I'm going to do it on Zoom. Let's see what happens. And one of the things that I really like to do, like at that when we met, is I like to send around a tray to the people attending and let them, everybody choose their own crystal. I can't do that. And that's like really fun thing to do. So I don't want to miss out. So what did I do? I put pictures of crystals on the screen and I let people choose. I said, let's see what happens. It was totally experimental. And I was blown away. I was really blown away because everybody chose what they needed. And that was like a huge epiphany because my business is back in, but it's all over the world. And I started from that. I started running webinars. I do assessments. Everything I do online. I can do everything online. So it gives me the opportunity to one day to be in Haifa, really sitting at my desk, to be in England and to be in the United States all in one day. It's like, it's incredible because the frequencies, something definitely transfers on the Zoom. And even when, you know, you run your mastermind and I run my panels and my workshops and my classes and everything else on the Zoom, we feel each other. There's a great atmosphere. I mean, I work that there should be a great atmosphere, but I would do that in a live event. I was at a live event day before yesterday. I was at a live event. And I had to work to make sure that there was a great atmosphere. Yes, I felt the energy and it came back to me. And I was like, really, when I talk about crystals, I get really excited and upbeat.
Totally. Totally. I love it. Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show. Okay, so let's bring it to the next level. How can a woman in business use the crystals to help her break through the limitations, feel like maybe there's something in the way of her and the success she's going after? Maybe she wants more clients. Maybe she wants her messaging to be a little bit more clearer. Maybe she is just feeling like something isn't on track. Whatever it is that is going on in her business, how can she harness the energy and the frequencies of the stones and the work that they do with you to break through that?
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to be really frank, okay, which some people would get angry with me for this. Crystals can't do everything. They can do a lot, but they can't do everything, okay?
number one, none of us can do anything without God, right? So if God wants it to come through the crystal, it'll come through the crystal. If he wants it to come through a different coach, it'll come through a different coach. If he wants to just give it to you and you don't have to do anything for it, it will just come to you and you won't have to do anything with it. You know, a lot of times we think that we have to give credit to things that are very obvious in our world, but in reality, constantly coming back to the basics. God is the source of everything. And if something has to work, it will work. And if it's not God's will, it does not matter what you do, it will not work because it's all about God's will. Now, within that, God wants us to become. He wants us to learn to overcome. He wants us to grow. He wants us to transform and transcend and be able to get to the levels where we can shine, where we can let the light through, where we can really be
come here to do what he sent us to do. Each of us are here for a reason. He put us here. We've got something special to offer this world, and we want to be able to find it. And that's a challenge too. So first of all, let's create a nice atmosphere in our office. Okay. Let's, you know, our office, our clinic, our wherever it is that we're working, let's make sure that there's a good vibe there that we're comfortable with, that there's a nice energy. So there are a few things. One is, I say this to nurses or to people who are throughout Selig a lot and have, like, I met with, this was a group of social workers that I was with. And I said, guys, you're meeting with people with negative energy all the time, right? They're coming to you with their problems. They're not coming to you to tell you how great, you know, life is. So I don't even have it on there because I know the great, but we have black tourmaline. Black tourmaline protects us from negative energy. And that to me is really important. So one is protect ourselves from negative energy. And that can be the naysayers, you're not going to make it. You're a woman. You're in business. You can't. You've got a family. All of those things. And the people who are feeling down, miserable, hard, whatever, all different things. Okay, so let's protect ourselves from all of that black tourmaline. You could have a piece of black tourmaline or you could have a black tourmaline bracelet. Okay, that's on the one side. And then we could add some rose quartz, okay? Rose quartz is self-love. I'm worthwhile. I could do it. And I feel that rose quartz is the basics. We got to feel good about ourselves. We got to know that we could do it. Yes, we have limitations. No one's perfect and no one can do everything and all of those things. But when we feel good about ourselves and we know that we've been put here for a reason and I can do it, it gives us that encouragement and that confidence to move forward. And I think that doesn't matter what you're doing. That's like, as we say, aleph, step one. Okay, so that's really important. Now, if we understand where our limitations are coming from, what's going on, that's really helpful. So if we do an assessment and we see that in childhood, there was a financial issue. There was a limitation. There was a separation. There was all different things. They affect us still today. They're still going to be made. If I can see it, it's affecting us. If it's not affecting us, things can happen and we've moved on, then chances are that I'm not going to see it anymore, and that's the best. But then we treat it. You know, if we're feeling down, we're feeling miserable, not going to work. So we need to take some stones to make us feel happier as well. The other thing is, there's this guy here. I have to say this fella here. This is called an aragonite. So one of the things from our aragonite, it helps us to multitask, okay? And that's something that I think women need a lot and is very helpful. So we want to get our work done. How many times I say, okay, I've got an hour now that I've got quiet. The kids aren't there. This one's not ringing, da, 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 da. Okay, I got to do A, B, C, D, E, etc. So this would be one thing that I would really recommend. And then there's my friend, the tiger's eye. And that really helps our concentration. Okay, that's really good. And then I think that these just happened to be sitting on my desk, just happened, right? And then there are these two guys. One of these, this one here, is a citrine. Citrine is a stone of success. I want everybody to believe that they could be successful, okay? Have that belief and have that understanding. And this is really And you're going to see this stone, by the way, in different forms. You'll see it in shops by the cash register because it's a stone that attracts success. And together with this guy that helps us, right, helps our really to draw money.
Which one is that? Can you give it a name? Because some people are listening and not watching.
This is called the agate tortella. Okay, one of them is the agate tortella and the other one is the citrine. And these two stones, you're getting lots of tips here, are great combinations that work together to help us for our finances and funding and success, etc. Because we all want to succeed. So I think that that's a really good combination. The other thing I want to tell you is that this guy, I have a lapidolite here. Okay, this is a rough lapidolite. I personally like it in its rough format. I have this stone with me a lot because this stone gives me a certain warmth. I feel just a comforting warmth from this stone, and it helps me to be consistent. And that's something I need because I can stop in the middle and go, you know, jumping around from one thing to another. And I really like the consistency and warmth of the lapidolite to help me get through those things. But the belief in ourselves is critical for us when we sit down and when we start working, okay? And that's going to be like one of the number one things. And then, you know, there's the quartz crystal, okay? It just may look like a piece of glass, but it's way beyond that. And then apart from giving us physical energy, because I'm sure it's not just to me that it happens that we feel a little bit tired. You know, I'd like to be working now, but I'm feeling tired and I can't manage. So that's one thing. But beyond that, I want to understand more deeply. This is going to help us to just, you know, as we're working, we want a depth of understanding. And this is a stone that helps us with the depth of understanding. Okay. People saying, oh, my gosh, Kelly, you think that every solution is in the crystals and it's going to do it all? I want to tell you that they are incredible. They are beautiful friends for us, and they are gifts that God has given us. So we should really use them.
Right. I think one of the things also is that sometimes the nonverbal communication, nonverbal help is so helpful when, you know, I know that recently they gave us this Kamea as part of a women's event. Because the rabbi, you know, now with the war and everything that's going on, he wanted everyone to have protection. And so they printed out these, you know, what is it called? How do you say Kamea? A good luck charm, quote unquote, but it's way beyond, right? So I put it in my pocket at the time and I just forgot about it. But then, you know, something happened a couple of days later and I started getting anxious and I put my hand in my pocket. And I felt it. And I was like, wait, okay, one second. It like recentered me. You know, God is here. He's taking care of the world. It's like it non-verbally reminded me of all the things I needed to be reminded of. And it made me feel so much better. So is it the power of the words or the, you know, images that are on this thing? Or is it just me being able to tap into something that with words can calm me down? And I think that same thing with a stone. Like if I had a stone in my pocket and I knew that Gila said, oh, this stone is going to help you with your self-worth or whatever, I'd be able to go to it and hold it and just feel it without having to think too much about it and just allow it to do its thing. I think there's a power to that. Sometimes we overthink things. We think that we have to, you know, like the reason why I do meditations is because a lot of times we think that the answer is up here, but really the answer is bypass up here and go straight to the core. And I feel like the stones are the same way. You can just bypass the overthinking, bypass what you think you need to do in order to feel worthy, and just feel worthy. You just hold it, touch it, be it, like whatever. Just allow it to do its work without having to overthink it. There's something so calming about that. Just knowing that you don't have to force it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to communicate it. Sometimes saying what's hard is so hard saying what's painful is so painful. And, you know, especially now with the war, you don't want to say what your biggest fears are because you don't even want to give them names or words. You just want them to
Don't give any power to those words. We only want to say good things.
Being able to just ground it back down into, you know, it's okay. There is so much positive power that is sitting in my pocket and just here for me to tap into and just remind myself on a physical level to relax, you know, to just.
So that's, yes, definitely. There's one thing, but I want to bring it down. Like, so people are going to be saying, you know what? So it's all in your head. You know, you were told, Gila said that this is going to give you this and therefore it's going to give you this. So you don't have to worry about it. Touch the stone and all will be well. So it's not quite like that. It's real. And I wanted to, how do I know that it's real? Why am I so confident that it really is real? I'll give you two examples, okay? Number one, we have crystals, the jade, okay? The jade, people have heard of jade. It's one of the ones that people have heard of. It's a very good stone to bring down levels of bilirubin. So this is a stone that, you know, we want a baby, a Jewish little boy that is born, has his Brit, however you say that in English, covenant, circumcision. Thank you. Okay, that takes place on the eighth day. If the baby is jaundiced, it's not going to take place because obviously it's, you know, the baby has to be in perfect health to go through this ritual, to go through the circumcision. So one of the ways that we can actually help the baby is by placing the two jade stones on the baby. You use a little bit of medical tape and you tape it on. There's a way of doing it and it's fine. Now, the baby has no clue. The baby doesn't know. The baby is just the energy that the baby is. And we see incredible differences. In fact, I had a nurse who lived next door to me and she had about her seventh boy was born. And she said to me, Gila, do you have something? And I said, what made you come to me? She said, I've got no idea, because she's into conventional medicine, but she said, I might as well try something. And she was blown away. She was totally blown away by what these stones did. Now, the baby, it's not in the baby's mind that the bilirubin level is helping. He also doesn't have an ante. You know, it's just allowing the stones to do it. They work very cleanly. So that's one example that I want to give you to tell you that, yeah, they really have power. The other one is I had a young woman who had a baby who was born at 29 weeks. Okay, that's significantly premature. Thank God the baby's fine. But she was determined to nurse her baby. But when babies are so premature, they can't actually nurse. They need to drink from a bottle. So she would express and then they'll put it in a bottle and feed the baby. It was a whole process, but this was a determined mum who wanted her baby to nurse. So I said, you know, the ruby stone is very good to increase a mother's milk supply. So you could try it. You've got nothing to lose. So she's tried it. And there she has a baby bottle, okay, which has all the little lines on it to tell you exactly how much you've managed to pump. And she said, this is incredible. I could really see the difference when I have a stone and when I don't have a stone. It really increased her milk supply. So, you know, they work. So you could touch the stone and feel it and it will give you the energy. You don't need to think about it and you could put it there and someone doesn't even need to know about it and it's going to make a difference. Just the energy of the crystals in the room. People come into my house and they say, wow, there's such a lovely energy here or whatever. This is full of crystals, obviously.
Okay, so my next go-to question is, do you make jewelry and send it to people based on what they need?
So, of course, I make the black tourmaline bracelets is one of my big things, okay, because it's just, I think it's important for lots and lots of people. And people love it. They wear it. And, you know, some people say, I have one woman who I'm very close with her, and she was actually a student with me for ages, and now she's into crystals, really into crystals, but she also does massage. And she said to me, Gila, I can't wear it on my wrist. It doesn't work. So I said, let's try it on your foot, on your ankle, as an anklet, she said. And she's very, very energetic. She feels stuff really not working, and she just has a piece, and she puts it, you know, in her clothing. and she wears it. And she said, sometimes the energy is so. So anyway, yeah. So I make some jewelry, you know, like I wear this stuff. And I do make, I've had clients that if it's kids or if it's adults, and they're not going to, you know, I'm not going to wear crystals. I'm not going to drink it. But if you could make me a necklace. So I will do that. And I do make stuff in general. So yes, there is jewelry, energetic jewelry. I don't have any left now, of course, but I even had a shidduch, a zivug, a find your partner, your match set of jewelry. Okay. Because there are certain crystals that are good for that. And so instead of somebody holding whatever, so I made, you know, I thought they were very pretty necklaces. And the other issue is, you know, I'm not attracted to all the stones. So I actually can't make with all different stones jewelry. It has to be pleasant to my eye. And as I go through different times, different things work for me so I can expand the range.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness. It's so much fun. Such a cool conversation. Tell everyone where they can find you, how they can work with you, and, you know, all the good stuff.
Well, thank you. So they have a website, gilaslodham.com. Okay. So you can find me there, find lots of stuff there. I do the assessments and you can book it online. Okay. And if you want to come to my clinic, which is, I live not too far from Bachan. I live in the hills of the Sharon in Samaria, beautiful area. So it's meaning the beautiful energy of the mountains. They really do have that gorgeous energy, right? But online or in-person meetings, you can set that up very easily. And my phone number is there as well. You could be in touch with me with pleasure. I teach crystals. I run webinars. Often I run panels, all different things. Giving crystal aspects and other aspects as well. And there's always stuff happening. So I'm even one of the portions, the weekly portions where we read about the high priest, the breastplate that he wears with the 12 stones, that's coming up next month. So I have to do a webinar then. And I think I'm just going to make it for free. So whoever wants is welcome to join. It's not up on my website yet, but it will be soon. Okay, so people are welcome to sign up and join, you know, different webinars, panels, and events that I'm hosting.
That's amazing. Thank you. I highly recommend it, you guys. Gila is so much fun. She is so awesome to be around. And I don't know if it's the stones or if it's just your personality, but something's working.
And the vibe is good between us. What do you think? We have this great vibe. Yes. Thank God. You've got such positivity and warmth. It's a pleasure. It's really wonderful. Thank you.
That's so fun. And thank you. Thank you so much. I love it that we spoke about marriage and business and you and God. We really touched all four pillars, but I really hope that this was extremely helpful to you, listeners, and that you come back next week for more. So thank you very much, Gila. And don't forget to be connected for real.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.